freaking fire drill.
Aloha again. This is another update. And when we were talking about that, the highlight of one of their trips, they had this huge event that happened, and they're talking about this squall, right, boys? Come on.
And then I saw Mark Mister up on deck or sailing along, and it's what's funny is you forget that you actually have a crewmate on board because they're sleeping down below or off watch, and you think, well, I'm all alone out here. My watchmates, the three of you on deck, and next thing you know, what is that? What is the black wall? It's so dark, there is no stars, there is no moon, it's so black, you sail into it, you can't even see the person who's sitting 3 feet beside you.
It's horizon. Can't see what's coming. The boat is just like going in, all you can see is the numbers.
Going full bore.
Medium bore, you're smoking along, you can't see your crewmates, the guys are sitting right beside you in the cockpit.
And then this cloud sneaks up to where you're going, and it dumps this blast of cold air.
Do you think it's Armageddon or something, or what do you think?
Can I keep the boat together? You know, you're just rocking down the
You wouldn't think an extraterrestrial or anything, right?
Well, I'm not seeing it's aliens.
There's something wild going on, huh?
It was the freakiest thing you guys just because you couldn't see any, and next thing you know, you're either going to Europe because of a huge blast of air, and it's like, all I could do is say was, it's 2 in the morning, I'm off shift, you guys deal with it.
And they...
And his crew come up, and it's like, okay, see you later, we're done.
You can't imagine that. How many people have ever done the crossing? A few of us. And, you know, my biggest crossing was here to Oahu, and it was, I had a knockdown. We were on a Oriole 2, and I had an absolute knockdown where, hell, fat people are flying. But I'm telling you, it was amazing to see how the crew reacted and everything like that, because it was only on a return trip. So you guys out there in the middle of no man's land amazed me with all the stories.
McNally race, Ewan was talking about, he's like, the sort of tagline is strength, challenge, teamwork. And those three things come together. It's like everybody's like, if I'm off watch and they need me to come up and do that thing,
you're on it.
You got to come up and you do what you have to do. It is unlike any other experience that I've had in my life doing this race. I just don't get that challenge. Big. Really big.
You guys both think that it was a hit of your life. I mean, come on.